Hello guys, it's Kenzie here.
And Jay.
And on today's broadcast, we'll be talking about women's rights. To those who want to broaden their understanding of women's rights and the movement, you came to the right broadcast.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear women's rights? Women fighting for their rights and their equality, right? This is correct, but it goes further than that.
According to the website Global Fund for Women, women's rights are fundamental human rights that have been established in the United Nations over 70 years ago. These rights include the right to live free from violence, slavery, and discrimination, to be educated, to own property, to vote, and to earn a fair and equal wage. There has been a lot of progress of women achieving towards their equal rights from then and now.
In the ancient, classical, and medieval world, women's rights differed somewhat from culture to culture. In some cases, women were essentially regarded as slaves or children under the authority of their husbands or fathers. Women were largely confined to the home and lacked the right to come and go as they pleased. They also had been deprived of the right to choose or refuse marriage partners or end a marriage. Whether women could dress as they liked was an issue during this time as well. This information has been provided from the website The Fight for Women's Rights in the Past and Present.
The very first event, according to the website HistoryNet, to kick off the fight for women's rights was 1647. Margaret Bent demands two votes from the Maryland Assembly, one as a landowner and one as the legal representative of the colony's proprietor, Lord Baltimore. She is refused. Despite her demand for two votes being a factor in the fight for women's rights, this actually did not kick off the movement, which took place in 1848. A women's rights convention was held at Seneca Falls, New York. The Seneca Falls meeting was not the first in support of women's rights, but suffragists later view it as the meeting that launched the suffrage movement. For the next 50 years, women's suffrage supporters worked to educate the public about the validity of women's suffrage according to the National Women's History Museum.
Now that you've been given the facts on the women's rights movement, let's get to our favorite part of the show, SPEEDFACTS.
Did you know that the women's rights movement launched its own fashion craze? In 1851, Elizabeth Smith Miller of Yonville, New York, debuted a radical new look, a knee-length skirt with full Turkish-style pantaloons gathered at the ankle.
Susan B. Anthony and 18 other women voted illegally in Rochester, New York in the presidential election of 1872. Anthony was subsequently tried and convicted of violating the 14th Amendment. The women's suffrage movement in Britain was far more militant than its counterpart in the United States.
Some American suffragists, inspired by the British sisters and the cause, adopted militant tactics themselves.
During the 1880s, the two wings of the women's rights movement struggled to maintain momentum. The AWSA, American Women's Suffrage Association, was better funded and the larger of the two groups, but it had only a regional reach.
The NWSA, National Women's Suffrage Association, which was based in New York, relied on its nationwide network, but also drew recruits around the nation largely on the basis of extensive speaking circuits of Staten and Anthony.
Their turning point came in the late 1880s and early 1890s, when the nation experienced a surge of voluntarism among middle-class women, activists in progress causes, members of women's clubs and professional associates, temperature advocates, and participants in local civic and charity organizations.
The determination of these women to expand their sphere of activities further outside the home helped legitimize the suffrage movement and provide new momentum of the NWSA and the AWSA by 1890s, seeking to capitalize on their newfound constituency, the two groups united from the National American Women's Suffrage Association, NAWSA. For those who want to know where we got these facts, we got them from the website, the Women's Rights Movement, 1848 to 1920. Now that concludes the NSB facts.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to this podcast. We hope you will use what you've heard today to educate someone else on women's rights in the future.
We hope you enjoy listening.